Welcome to Lab 7 in this EMS IT Camp series of Innovate IT Labs. This lab is all about Microsoft Intune and configuring multi-factor authentication for mobile device management. To carry out all of this lab, you will need access to either an iOS or Android 4 Plus device to be able to do the mobile parts. We will carry out multi-factor authentication on a Windows 10 device built into the lab. If you're going to use iOS, please make sure if you're using iOS 9.2 that it's 9.2.1, as there is currently an issue with 9.2. The prerequisites for this are that you must have done Labs 1 and 2 and Lab 5, Mobile Application Management. You need to have already enrolled your iOS or Android device and that it has the managed browser configured. If you've not done Lab 5, you should enrol the device as Alice C at your tenant name .onmicrosoft.com and then install and configure your Outlook client. That will mean you are then ready to proceed with the lab. Obviously, as with all the other labs, if you use your own device, it is at risk and it will be entered into the Microsoft Intune system, and you will need to unenroll it at the end of the lab. Exercise 1 is configuring multi-factor authentication for a Windows phone and device enrolment. We need to be on the Windows 10 admin machine. I'll make the display full screen and then sign in as administrator. Once signed in, we're going to use Internet Explorer to access Microsoft Intune because Internet Explorer supports the Silverlight system. We need to sign into Intune with an administrative user from your tenant. Remembering, of course, that it's an American keyboard, and so you need to either map your keyboard knowledge to the American keyboard or use the virtual keyboard available in commands. And the default password set up in Lab 1. So we need to go to the admin section of the portal and down to multi-factor authentication and configure multi-factor authentication. We're going to choose step 2, which is Intune enrolment, rather than the full ADFS authentication. If you have an ADFS server, you can do both. I'm going to enable multi-factor authentication and click OK. So I'm going to change machines and go to the Windows 10 client, which is signed in as admin, and click on the search. There is a new feature called Enroll in MDM. Type Enroll, and we can go to Enroll in Device Management. It takes us to the Settings, App, and Work Access. Click on Connect. I'm going to choose Claire H as my user because I've already enabled some of mine for multi-factor authentication. The lab suggests you use Adam B. Put in your tenant details and click continue. System goes away and looks at the Azure Active Directory sitting behind Intune and Office 365. And as soon as I enter my password, which is the default password, it will suggest we have to set up multi-factor authentication, which I'm now going to do. I have choices. I can have a phone, I can have a mobile app, or an office phone. Well, I'm going to choose an authentication phone, and I'm going to choose the United Kingdom. And then you won't see the number I'm about to put in. and I'm going to send me a code by text. I've received the text, and the code is 304095, 304095, and I click verify. That proves that it's me, it proves it's my device, and it now enrolls me into Microsoft Intune on this device. I'm now enrolled in Intune. That's that exercise complete. The next exercise will have to be shown on screenshots. It's to install the Azure Authenticator application on an Android device. And we then do the same on the iOS device. So we sign into the Android device and we go to the Play Store and pick Azure Authenticator. Tap the Azure Authenticator and tap Install. When it's finished installing, tap open, and we leave the app open until we've finished the next task. The Authenticator app is now installed. The next is to install the Authenticator app on the iOS device. Sign into your iOS device, go to the App Store, and search for Azure Authenticator. Tap Download. When it's finished downloading, open it, and we leave the app at that stage ready for the next exercise. The next exercise is to enable users for multi-factor authentication. It's included in Azure Active Directory Premium subscription, so it's therefore included within Enterprise Mobility as well. So if we already have the EMS or Azure AD Premium subscription, we can get a much deeper level of multi-factor authentication. We're going to enable it for a user and then sign in as the multi-factor authentication enabled user and go through that registration process. I need to be on the admin machine for this. I now need to sign into Office 365, so I open another tab in Internet Explorer and click Sign into Office 365. Because I'm already signed into Microsoft Intune, it's the same identity, it signs me in as admin already. I need to click admin. And users. I need my active users. Click Active Users, set up multi-factor authentication for a user, and I'm going to choose Alice, and I'm going to click Enable. And I'm going to enable multi-factor authentication specifically for Alice. And click Close. I'm now going to run Microsoft Edge. And I'm going to type aka.ms/MFA setup. And I'm going to sign in as Alice at edbcontoso.onmicrosoft.com. sign in with Alice's password, which is the default password, and it says set up multi-factor authentication now. So I click set it up now, and I'm going to choose mobile app. I'm going to say receive notifications for verification and click setup. At this point we do one or the other. I'm going to do this through screenshots for both, as I can't show you on the live devices. The next step is with the device to scan the image below. If you don't have a scanning app, then you need to install one and try again. Point your camera at the screen, tap the screen with the code is aligned, and you will receive the codes and it will be added to the app. And then you will verify it. You will then be asked for additional security. Put your mobile or cell phone number in. If you have applications that require, that are not MFA or application aware, you need to get a one-time application code password. This will be passed on to you through this application, and you can enter it instead of a password for programs that do not work with multi-factor authentication. You then get prompted to sign in as Alice, and you receive notification on your Android or iOS device and tap verify. You'll see the access panel for the user, and this is now your access panel to allow you to change your password, register to be allowed to reset your password if the administrator has allowed that, change or add additional security verification, and look at your devices on your profile. You can also check applications, groups, and approvals for groups within this section. So in your additional security verification, you can add another phone and configure the app. You can also add additional app passwords. So we need to create an app password. You can type the name iPad in and click Next. That gives you three individual app passwords, one for Android, one for the initial and one for iPad, which you can use on each of your devices. If we go back to Intune, you'll be able to see that once this has been set up for Alice, on the multi-factor authentication page, it has been changed from enabled to enforced because it has been set up. That's the end of the exercise to enable users for multi-factor authentication. We now need to verify multi-factor authentication on the device is working as expected. And again, this will be done through screenshots. So on your Android device, if you go to the company portal app, you open the Azure Authenticator app and verify it. Notice if you run Outlook after this, because we have used an app password, it's not required that you enter multi-factor authentications or other passwords. Exercise 6 is to configure trusted IPs, and again this relies on having enrolled your device and had multi-factor authentication enabled. We're going to determine the public IP address used by the Android or iOS device and use that IP address to simulate a trusted IP address in your system. And then you'll verify multi-factor authentication is skipped when you access these server or these corporate services from that IP address. And again, this will be done through screenshots in the lab system. So in the Office 365 Admin Center, we need to go to Azure Active Directory. On the Active Directory page, click the directory name and a quick start page opens. If you click configure and scroll down, it's a very long scroll down, you will find multi-factor authentication and set manage service settings. You switch to your iOS or Android device, sign in and open the browser, and browse to whatsismyip.com. Write that address down that it tells you. Switch back to your Windows 10 admin device, and under Trusted IPs, tick the Skip Multi-Factor Authentication for Requests from Federated Users on My Intranet, and enter your IP address in here. Give it a subnet range, which tells you the size of your subnet, of /28. And then you click Close. On your Android or iOS device, tap Company Portal and it will make you sign in again. Sign in as Alice C using your password. You may, depending on the device you're using, be prompted to sign in with a username and password, but you might not. You're not required to provide a second authentication factor because the IP address is recognised as one that is trusted. If you go back to the Service Settings tab and clear the Skip Multi-Factor Authentication checkbox and click Save. In that exercise, we configured a trusted IP and tested it worked and did not require multi-factor authentication. The final steps of the final lab are to retire all your devices. It's important you do this on your iOS or Android devices, so that they are all the policies and rules and applications and multi-factor authentication requirements we've placed on these devices are removed. So in the Intune console, click Groups, select All Mobile Devices, Intune does time out if you haven't used it for a while. Select Groups, All Mobile Devices, click Devices, if we right click the top device, I've already retired that one and that one, so the next two. I can retire and wipe that device, and I can selectively wipe that device. Choose the next device in the list and retire that. That will remove all your corporate details and data from your devices. In this scenario, because I didn't enroll any Windows phones, iOS or Android devices, these are just the client devices that I've been using within the lab. If you only did a selective wipe, you should then go and remove your company portal app and any other applications that were installed. If you wish device-specific instructions, click on the knowledge bulb and it will tell you exactly how to get to those areas to delete them on your device. And that is the end of Lab 7 and the end of the series of the EMS Innovate IT Labs. Congratulations for getting to the end, and thank you very much for watching.